Hi, I'm Pastor Sandy Shear. Thank you so much for joining us for the Guts Church podcast. This week, we have the privilege to hear from Pastor Bill. The message was produced with you in mind, and we would love to hear your story of how God is showing himself faithful in your life. Share your story by emailing story@gutschurch.com.
Hey, how many guys brought your Bibles? Anybody bring your Bible in here? Your sword? How many guys are looking for a word that is absolutely going to impact and change your life? Anybody looking for that today? Anybody online? Hey, let's welcome Skytook and listen, hold it. Celebrate 4 years today of Skytook Guts Church. Guts Church, Skytook! Miss Sandy's there right now. And I hope they got her a good seat and a parking place and everything. But Jeremiah 33, verse 3. God says, look, call to me and I'll answer you, okay? Now listen, that's what we have to do. We've got Jesus as the Lord of our life, the Holy Spirit that indwells us, his praise lives, he lives in our praise, and all we have to do is call to him, and you know what? He'll answer. So don't be deceived into thinking God's not answering you when you pray. Look, he just says, look, call to me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. Okay, let me just tell you what God's about. It's, man, God's called our lives to be incredible, but you know what? He's got to show us those great and mighty things. I've highlighted and underlined, I've circled great and mighty things in my Bible. Man, that's the life that God has for us. Man, great and mighty things. But we have an enemy. We have an adversary. You know what that adversary is going to do? And let me tell you what it's like. I'll tell you what's interesting about our adversary. His only weapon is deception. That's all it is. I'm telling you, it's like you're at a magic act in Vegas, you know, and you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, are they really sawing those people in half? Are you kidding me? That should make a bigger mess up on that stage than it's making. I remember there's a pretty well-known preacher that went through the nightmare a couple years ago, and we had a suicide scene in there where a young man took his own life. And the nightmare, if you guys don't know, is an outreach we do here as a church in the month of October where we take, and really honestly, there's a little bit of wiggle room, but we take five of the biggest killers of young people and graphically expose it and go through what life has to offer and then the price that Jesus paid for us. And give them an opportunity to come to the Lord and get their lives right with God. And people do it, listen, by the tens of thousands. I mean, it is hundreds of thousands of people have gotten saved at the nightmare over 22 years. And it's just been phenomenal. But this preacher went through, he goes, oh my gosh, that suicide was just, you know, because at that time, you know, the people, Kurt Cobain and other people that had committed suicide, a lot of times the media, man, it glamorized it. And what we want to do is show that it's not very glamorous. And it ends up, it's a bad day for everybody involved. And this preacher said, oh my gosh, that suicide, it was so real. It just impacted me. He said, how many people do you go through for the month that have to do that? And I was like, hold it. We're not killing people. Nobody's really doing, what are you thinking? But listen, that goes to, man, how our minds work and how the enemy tries to use deception. Man, he's deceiving us. It's like a magic act. And I love those the magicians that tell the secrets on the other magicians. Here's how they do it. It's sleight of hand. It's smoke and mirrors. That's what the enemy has. That's all he has left is deception. All he can do is lie. You know why? He's the father of lies. And you know what? The father of lies and the author of confusion. We can't live a life that's full of lies and can't be confused. We got to come out of that. So I've got a good word for you. We're going to call upon the Lord. He's going to show us great and mighty things that we didn't know. You agree with that? Say amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Luke 4. Man, I got a good word for you. Man, I'm so glad we're here. Have you guys been waiting for this? Man, you've been looking forward to, man, how about the music here? It's just the music over the top. These guys, I'll tell you, I went last Thursday, and I was anticipating today. I was on there was just something. I was just had an expectancy, and man, God delivered today. Man, people touched just by people that are just honoring God in song. But this Thursday night, we're going to have it again. Let me just tell you what it's going to be. Tonight, we've got the second mile. We got the growth track. And then Monday night, we got a team that goes to Skytook, and they've got a youth service with hundreds of kids, and then Tuesday night we've got things going on here, and then Wednesday night we've got church, and then Thursday night we've got the music rehearsal, and I think there's some auditions, and then there's And then there's a run through that everybody's invited to at 8:30 Thursday night. I went last Thursday. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It's an atmosphere of worship in this place. And what's cool about it is this Thursday night, we're gonna have prayer at 8:00. We're just gonna do it in the back of the sanctuary while the band's cleaning some things up in their practice run. And then they're gonna have a run through and we're gonna join them. Okay, so from 8 to 9 on Thursday night, you wanna be here in the sanctuary and let's just worship God together. Man, I'm telling you, it was a sweet time with God last Thursday. We want to invite everybody here this Thursday night. So it's Wednesday and Thursday. We're giving you stuff to do, okay? And it's not gonna. The cool thing is, it's gonna keep you from a life of sin. How many guys are just happy that you're not living a life of sin anymore? I mean, we occasionally stumble. Like for me, I'll tell you, we had a good excuse. I was in the office this week and I stumbled. You know, it's the second week of the fast. We're finishing up today. We're starting the third week. Man, it's a home stretch. Man, it's time for us to kick. Man, we're going to kick this thing home. But for me, I use it a lot. Like I stumbled going up the steps and people looked at me. I said, man, it's the fast. It's awesome. It's so cool. I ran a red light. It's like, officer, it's a fast. I don't know what else to say. But God will get you out of tickets. Man, you won't look like a clumsy, you know, well, but now let's go to Luke 4. You guys there? Okay. The first verse. Then Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit. That's a good underline right there. It's easy. Your hand goes right to it. The point of your pen goes right to it and just starts underlining. Then Jesus being filled with the Holy Spirit returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days. But see, so now you look at it. We all know about this story, but I want to bring it out that here's the deal. He was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he was led by the Holy Spirit. What you're filled with is going to be what you're led by. What you're filled with is going to be what you lead with. That's going to lead you. It's going to affect your destiny. It's going to affect your life. Man, the situation of your life right now, in all candor, is it's determined. Where you are right now is what you've been led by. And what you're full of is what you're gonna be led by. If you're full of hurt, man, that's what you're gonna be led by. If you're full of anxiety, if you're full of fear, that's what you're gonna be led by. But you know what? We have the opportunity to be led by the Spirit of God. In the first chapter of Acts, and let's start with the fourth verse. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you've heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. All right? Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, is it not for you to know the times, or excuse me, Lord, when were you going to restore the kingdom? And he said, man, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons for the kingdom of Israel. He said, but then he said this, look at verse 8, okay? That's the life-changing word. Are you guys ready for a little bit of life change? It's going to, oh my gosh, what's going to happen is it's going to tune you in a little bit. Your navigator is going to go click, and it's like, oh my gosh, bullseye. Man, this is going to be laser sharp now, okay? So in verse 8, he said, look, it's only in God's authority. Verse 8. He said this, he said, but, and then he paused. See, what this does is it changes the direction. Everything that was mentioned or said before that is irrelevant, okay? And that's what God's doing with our lives now. The questions, the things that you've gone through, the situations, the things the enemy's trying to deceive you, man, God's just saying, whoa, 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 but. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts. It's going to be endless. It's going to be limitless. But he said this. He said, you're going to receive power. That word power in the Greek is dunamis. You've heard that before. It's where you get the word dynamite, okay? A key figure at this point. In Acts the first chapter, Acts the second chapter. In Acts the first chapter, the Holy Spirit's promised. In Acts the second chapter, the Holy Spirit's delivered. In Acts the third chapter, that man, we look, but before we go to Acts the third chapter, I want you to go to 2 Peter the first chapter. 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who have obtained like precious faith. Man, it's not just we've given a measure of faith, because we look at that pretty casually. where it's like, okay, God's given to all of us the measure of faith. We just look at it. No, here's what Peter called it. He called it like precious faith. He said, pray. He said, listen, faith that came at a great price. Write that in the margin of your Bible. Write that in your notes. Faith that came at a great price. Man, he put some weight on it. Man, it matters. With us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Man, we look at this, but we've obtained like precious faith. Man, faith that came at a remarkable price. See, and we look at it that here he was, we're going to receive power, and then he talks about like precious faith. And then let's keep your mark on 2 Peter 1, and let's go to Acts, the third chapter. Remember the first chapter, it's promised. The second chapter, it's delivered. The third chapter now. This is right after. This is an explanation of the healing of the lame man at the gate called Beautiful. Remember, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, what'd he say? Rise up and walk. He grabbed him by the arm, pulled him up. Man, the guy's feet hit the ground for the very first time in his life. Man, he was standing upright. And you know what he did? He took off running. Man, he was one that could go into the temple now and run and jump and praise God and not sit out on the outside begging. How many of you guys want that kind of change in an area of your life? That's what God will give you today. I'm telling you, life change today in Jesus' name. See, so we look at this, and here's the explanation. Acts 3:16, and his name, through faith in his name. Man, this now what he's doing, it's been promised, it's been delivered. Now what's Peter doing? He's activating it. How do you activate that promise? The name of Jesus. Everybody say the name of Jesus. Say it again. Has made this man strong, whom you see and know. You guys need strength in your life? I'm telling you, it's through faith in that name. It's the name of Jesus. Man, made strong. Man, I've had a hard time. I can't quit smoking. I'm addicted to nicotine. I can't. I've tried. No, in the name of Jesus, I'm free of nicotine. In the name of Jesus, I have control of my life. In the name of, and so it's by faith, and faith in that name, that this man is made strong. Man, we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But listen, he doesn't stop there. Whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Man, what are we going to be? Now listen, go back to Acts 1:8. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my what? Witnesses. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you'll be my what? Witnesses. Now here's what he says. Now here's the trial starts. Man, Peter yanks this guy up at his feet. The guy's running, jumping. He says, now, man, he was, you all knew him. You all saw him. You all knew him. Now he's strong. And what did he say? In the presence of you all. You all have now become eyewitnesses of the product of faith. It's precious faith that we have. It's faith that came at a great price. Man, it's not casual. These aren't tablets that have been passed down from generation to generation. These guys did not own a Bible at this time. Man, Peter had it in his heart. It had transformed him in the image of his son. That's why Jesus promised and delivered the Holy Spirit so that we could be transformed in the image of his son. This is all about the nature that we have on the inside of us now that I doubt many people in this room are watching on the internet. I doubt that many people have an understanding of the true nature of what's on the inside of us now. But I'm going to let you know, and it's going to be game-changing. It's going to be life-changing for you. It's the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. Man, look how easy that is to say. Look how phenomenal that is to hear. Doesn't that do something to you when you hear somebody say the name of Jesus? Man, the name of Jesus. You know why? It activates that precious faith, that faith that came at a great price. Now let's go back to verse 2 of 2 Peter 1. Turn to somebody and say, it's fixing to get real good in here. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2 is something that there's an entire sermon or message that's in verse 2. But listen to verse 3. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which this power of the Holy Spirit have been given to us exceedingly great, and here's that word again, precious or invaluable promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. The power of the Holy Spirit makes us partakers of his nature. Now listen, we look at this. Next week, we're going to have healing services. This place, there's going to be an air of expectancy and trust and faith. But listen, that's not the be-all, end-all. I have seen a number of people that have fallen to disease or sickness or something in their life, things that are incurable, that God delivers and God heals. Man, Scott Houston prayed for a man who was deaf. And then you know what? Man, Scott began to pray for him. He took his hearing aids out and he could hear perfectly. See, so you look at this, like what happens? But listen, I've seen a number of people go from that kind of situation and then, man, disease will come back in through another channel of their life or come back around the block and meet them, and they'll fall prey to that disease, and that disease may take them out. And I go back to it and I think, okay, God, what in the world, how in the world can this be? Man, how can somebody, man, receive the very Jehovah Rapha of heaven, the healing power of God, and then something else, and man, receive it, and it be in the fullness of their life, and then something else come years later and take them out? How can that be? And I'll tell you what God showed me, and this is going to be amazing for you. This is not, the promises are not the end. The promises, listen, the power gets us to the promises. The promises get us to the place that God wants us to be, where we become partakers of his divine nature. It's who we are. See, what God's healing power is meant to do is not just to heal us, but to change us. And you know something? Without resistance, there's going to be no change. And this whole life is about change. Man, we're not giving, man, you're giving an offering, you pay, you give your tithes, and you're not giving to an institution, you're not giving to an organization. There's not some central office somewhere that takes a part of it. No, you know what? We're giving to simply change lives. We're having a healing service at 10 o'clock Friday morning in the distribution center. Why? Because it's about changed lives. Man, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Let the sick say I'm healed. But see, what that requires is that we become partakers of his divine nature. Not just people that are blessed with promises. Man, God's given us promises. You know, people walk in those promises and, man, the principles of the promises. Man, we all talk about the promises. It's all about the promises. I want all I got to get because it's the promises. No, I want all I got that I could get because I want to be a partaker of his divine nature. I want that to be who I am. I don't want to come into a place and say, man, I got a testimony for you. Man, God healed my body. God saved my life. God delivered me from drugs. All that stuff's happened to me. But you know what? I want to get up in front of you and say, here stands before you a man that has tasted of the good things of God and will never reject it. I stand before you as a man who's a partaker of his divine nature. Man, that's the promise. See, we're not witnesses because we've had an experience with the Holy Spirit at some point in our life. Man, we're witnesses because we're partakers of his divine nature. Does that make sense? Man, it's about the cross. It's about the tomb. It's about the... Now, whoa. We got to be partakers. That's what true believers are. Remember those people that say, man, nothing's impossible to he who believes. True believers have become partakers of his divine nature, not just people that can access his healing. Man, you ask God for something, he's gonna deliver it. He's going to get it to you. But then you know what? He wants you to live a holy life. It's tricky. It is. Any men in the room? Can I see your hands? Holiness is hard for men. You know why? We can't get there. See, when I just probably naturally, when I think of holiness, I think of being cleansed or being pure. And it's those things, it's like, oh my gosh, how can I get there? How can I get there? Oh my gosh, my thought life, I've got to bring every thought into the captivity of Christ. And I know God said that to women, but for me, I can personalize it as a man. God made that for men, knowing it's for women too. But every thought, it's got to be meticulous. I've got to be on my game. No, you know what? I've got to go back to my opening comment. What you're filled with is what's gonna, what you're gonna be led by. Man, if I'm full of the world, that's what's gonna lead me, and it's gonna be a crooked path. Man, if I'm filled with the Spirit, He makes my crooked path straight. He elevates my life. I'm not walking on the earth anymore. I'm walking on a highway of heaven, a highway of holiness now. So what is holiness? Holiness, yeah, sure, it's us being clean, us being pure, but how do we get there? True holiness is set apart. It's the sanctification of our lives. It's what justifies us, that we're not a number. We're not one of the 7+ billion people on the planet anymore. I'm a child of the Most High God. I'm holy as He's holy. But what is that? I'm set apart as He's set apart. Man, it's hard to describe you. I mean, I want to describe what God's done in your life. It's hard to describe you because it's a new creation. It's all brand new. It's kind of, but you know what? We've got to be like Michelangelo, where three men for 100 years tried to figure out what to do with that block of marble that they'd commissioned to become a statue of David for over 100 years. And Michelangelo stepped up and in 3 years made it one of the most priceless piece of art and masterpieces on the planet. And they asked him, they said, how did you do that in 3 years? He said, oh, it's real simple. They said, how could it be simple? Look at it. It's incredible. He said, yeah, I know. It's simple. I just had to take the pieces of that marble that weren't David and get them out of there. We're partakers of His divine nature. It's not, man, my prayer next week is nothing we do hinder, because all God wants to do is pour out blessing upon people and heal people. Heal people, set them free of their sin. Heal people, set them free. Set them, forgive them, set them free, heal them. It can be completely random. But you know what? The big thing for me, for us right here today, and here's the life-changing thing, is LT, that we become partakers of His divine nature. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. It's no longer I who speak, but Christ who speaks through me. See, we look at our lives now and we think, well, here, let me explain sheer to you. And you could go to God and say, God, here, let me explain the natural elements that I could see of sheer. Let me explain to you. And you know what God will say? I don't know Him like that. Because to God, you ready for this? I'm hidden in Christ. When He sees me, He sees His presence. He sees the anointed one. When He sees me, He sees a reflective image of Himself. Wow. But I've got to be separate. I can't be lukewarm. I can't be room temperature. I've got to be peculiar. Not naturally peculiar. I'm not enough. But supernaturally peculiar. That signs and wonders follow the preaching of the word. I'll tell you right now, as a word of knowledge, God's healing people right now. Just receive it. God's touching people's bodies right now in the name of Jesus. God's healing people's throats right now. In Jesus' name. Hearts are healed now in the name of Jesus. This isn't a circus. This isn't a dog and pony show. This is not Vegas. This is real. He sent His word. I preached today on the Holy Spirit. He promised it, He delivered it, and He activated Himself in us by His Spirit. His Spirit is what we need to be filled with. His Spirit is what we are led by. And that's destiny in life. That makes this the God kind of life. That Zoe that the Bible refers to. It's not natural. Because now God's given us everything pertaining life and godliness so that we could be partakers of His divine nature.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information about this message and others, please visit gutschurch.com.